This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Apache Stronghold, a coalition of Apache people, other Native people, and non-Native allies, is vowing to continue to fight to protect a sacred site in Arizona. This after a federal court blow to the group's effort to protect Oak Flat from mining. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 6-5 in Apache Stronghold versus United States that the federal government can transfer Oak Flat to Resolution Copper, a foreign-owned mining company. The group hoped to stop the copper mine project by preventing the federal government from transferring the land, saying the project violates religious freedom, the sites where Apache religious practices take place. In a statement after the decision Friday, Dr. Winsler Nosey of the Apache Stronghold said, "The ruling targets the spiritual lifeblood of his people," but said it will not stop their struggle to save Oak Flat, and he vowed to appeal to the Supreme Court. The lawsuit was filed in 2021. The Ninth Circuit ruled the mine is not subject to federal laws protecting religious freedom. Beckett Law Firm, which represents Apache Stronghold, said the decision was by a bare majority, with five judges disagreeing, saying the decision misreads precedent and uniquely harms Native American religious exercise. In a statement, Resolution Copper welcomed the ruling and said the project is expected to supply copper to the U.S., create jobs, and boost Arizona's economy. Apache Stronghold has 90 days to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Eastern Shoshone tribe has received 10 bison from Yellowstone National Park. Wyoming Public Radio's Olivia Wheats reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Eastern Shoshone tribe received a family group from the Bison Conservation Transfer Program. Since the transfer program got started in 2019, the tribe has received a total of 15 Yellowstone bison. Eastern Shoshone tribal member Jason Baldess manages the tribe's herd.
Plans are to continue to grow the population and change land use so that they have a place to exist and are protected under tribal law. This is a batch of animals that's very important because of their genetics and their lineage and descendancy.
Baldus says the tribe's herd size is now 98 animals, with bison also coming from other sources besides Yellowstone. I'm Olivia Wheats at the Center of the West in Cody.
Bloom Communications in Alaska is helping companies that want to work with indigenous communities through understanding cultural differences, bridging gaps, and collaboration. KMBA's Hannah Bissett has more about culture camps recently started in Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Based in Fairbanks, Bloom Communications was founded 5 years ago by Charlene Osbloom.
The misunderstandings and really lack of knowledge from non-Native people about Alaska Native people, cultures, what life is like in rural Alaska. And therefore, I created the corporate culture camps.
She says the camps could aid businesses in understanding the cultural nuances and norms one might expect in indigenous communities in Alaska. The workshop also emphasized education in complex networks of corporations and businesses that impact Alaska Native people. The training centers on the history, geographical locations, and their impacts on subsistence. The training is in person in 2 days in total. Osbloom says it's also important to understand communication challenges in rural communities.
You may not always get someone on the phone because sometimes the phones don't work out in rural Alaska. If you're wanting to send a large document to someone by email, they may or may not receive it because of the amount of data that it takes.
Beyond the numbers, there's something more important for urban companies to understand.
Try to make positive, long-lasting connections with Alaska Native people and, you know, different organizations, and to do so in a respectful and collaborative manner.
I'm Hannah Bissett.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Native Forward Scholars Fund scholarships are open now. Native Forward supports Native students' higher education journeys, offering over 40 scholarship opportunities, programs, and resources designed for Native students. Info and applications at nativeforward.org, who support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.